Hello.
Hello, Gershel?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call. Happy Monday. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, speaking with yes, you said that you're registered to vote. Okay. What are the chances of voting, of your voting in August 20th primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost ready to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Speak again, let me hear.
Okay, no problem. What are the chances are you voting in the August 20 primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 for you?
I vote every election.
You will vote?
I vote every election.
Okay. And do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or Republican primary, sir?
Oh, that's what you mean. I don't know the candidate them, and the candidate them don't come around. So, you know, that is my problem.
Oh, I see. Okay. What year you were born?
1953.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And are you or anyone in your household? Okay, no. Allow me just one moment. And do you consider yourself, you're African-American, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel feel things are got off the wrong track?
Well, I don't really know what to say right now, because, I mean, the things in the country, especially the insurance, is so high. I can't understand.
Okay. Now I'm going to read the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each of us as very favorable, or someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay. Is it very favorable or unfavorable, Joe Biden, to you?
Well, where I am concerned, you know. Why are you asking me this question?
Because this is a survey. We're doing a quick survey.
Well, I think Joe Biden made the right decision, you know, resign, right? And it's all, and, you know, and it's for them to resign too. You know, not him and the other one to resign too.
I understand that. How certain are you that you would vote for Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr., or are you very certain, or someone certain, or not certain to vote for him?
I don't know who you're talking about, and if I don't see the candidate, I see them, see, hear them, and talk to them, I can't make no decision.
Okay, let me just ask you, we're almost done on this, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderator, or conservative?
I don't know about that either. I don't know what is liberal or anything. Anyone I candidate is better for my situation. That's the one I would vote for. But right now, I don't know none of them. I don't see them.
Michael, I'm going to ask you this last question. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First grade to 11th grade, high school, graduate, non-college, some college, four-year college?
Non-college, non, you know, I'm not that educated when you come from the school system.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I finally stick it for verification purposes. My supervisor, can I have your first name?
No, you call me and call me and call me. You must know. No, you must know my name. So how are you asking me that?
I'm just asking. Thank you so much, Marshall, for taking providing me with your valuable time. We already done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful Monday, sir. It has been a pleasure.
Bless you. Bless you, sir.
Bless you, sir. Bye-bye.